us that. We go on air to bust on people, not just men, who have busted on us or has given us shit in the past. This is not tit for tat, it's just payback. So,
if you can't stand the heat, get out of the fire.
This program will begin in 5,
4,
3,
2, 1, 1, 1.
Previously on the He-Man Hater Show.
And I called in, UNN, I called to talk to Chris. Monica's in the background going, my boyfriend's in jail, my baby daddy in jail. What the, who cares, man? Who cares? Yeah. And do you know what he went to jail for?
Oh, you told me and I forgot.
Yeah.
Something stupid.
Yeah, he was trying to pass baby powder as cocaine.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, this is Kelly.
And this is Joanne.
And you're listening to He-Man Haters. We got a little bit of stuff going on here tonight. The biggest thing we got going on is Chris Cafferty will be on our show tonight. Very excited about this. A little nervous.
Very nervous.
But I am excited. I read up on his website and things like that. So I do, you know, I know a little bit. But he sings our favorite song, Pisses Me Off. Although I've heard he doesn't like it. So that's one of my questions for him. I'd like to find out why he doesn't like it. And he also does Sabotage and Trans-Siberian Orchestra, too. So I'm excited about that. And we have a bunch of viewers today, and we actually have a pretty good chat room today.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. We have some new ones in there. Oh, you know what I got to do is I have to make sure that we mention Robert, because I've mentioned iHeart and everybody else from UNN that I talked to there, and, you know, Robert said, hey, you didn't mention me. He changed his alliance from UNN to us. Sorry, Chris, you stink. You didn't bring the funny. No, but there's always controversy between Mark and Robert. It's pretty funny.
There's always controversy between Mark and anybody.
Right. So, just a real quick thing here. You can go to HemanHaters.com. Or MySpace/He-Man Haters to sign up. We have a forum. You can go to MorningShowCentral.com. We have the chat room in there. And what do you got, Joe? What's going on with you? Oh, you know what? We forgot to mention. Saturday was Dominic's birthday. And we had our wild little
happy birthday
party
to him.
Oh, yeah. Joanne wasn't singing that Saturday. She was just trying to keep her feet from out of the fire because she couldn't stand up.
Hey, I wasn't that bad. It didn't help when the kids duct taped me.
That is not nice. How come you're going to call the kids dicks?
I did not mean to do that. You know, you can see what's on my mind, apparently.
Shame. So what else is going on with you, Joe? We know we did the party Saturday.
Well, Friday we were actually talking about going out. We brought that up on our last show, but I ended up having to work, and things didn't work out that way, which now I'm really, 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 really pissed off about, because I got a phone call about my cute little mohawked friend who mushroom tattooed me and chicken-headed the guy from Rept. I guess he was running around the bar and stripped all his clothes off and then ran around the parking lot buck naked, and I wasn't there to see it. You know, I miss all the good shit. I need to get back out.
You know what? I don't go out that much either. I know we do have a birthday coming up for UNN. I have to get that information. Chris, I know you're listening to me, so you can put the date in the chat room for me so that I can let them all know. But I did respond for us, and they sent out all the events. And I know he's trying to get things together for that, so I'm kind of excited.
That's going
to
be a lot of fun.
I know we got to get shirts made. September 21st is UNN's birthday party.
Hell
so
yeah.
We're going to
party like a rock star. Speaking of party like a rock star, I unfortunately had the experience of watching the Kids' Choice Awards. And that was the last song they did. And, oh my God, it was the most horrible stage presentation I've ever seen in my entire life. And they just sucked.
Really?
As much as we love that song, they sucked.
iHeart's coming in for the birthday party.
Cool.
We're going to meet her to hear the samples at the Grog Shop. It's a Sunday night.
Yeah.
6th, I believe it is.
Next weekend.
Yeah, it's next weekend.
Next weekend.
Yeah. 10-7. It's great that I got them in the chat room because they all know we're like sitting here like, duh, because I didn't write anything down. Sorry, guys.
We figured out we did it much better. Oh, my God, I cannot talk today.
She's got dick on the mind. And not Richard.
I'll just leave that one alone.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what? We're going to go to, we're going to listen to two songs. We're going to play Chris Cafferty, and then I want to play the old band I worked for, Cardona, and then we're going to come back and bullshit for a little bit, and we should have Chris Cafferty calling in soon. I am so nervous, yet so stoked about interviewing this guy. So here we go.
Don't like him. Freedom of speech, not a crime. Many lives were lost to get here.
On the Man Hater Show.
NASCAR watching, redneck, yeah.
And your point is what?
Not a damn thing, because it ain't no different over here.
I go say.
Hey, we're back. So, Joe, you had some benefit you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I got a couple of them here, but one of them is really important. It's the Eddie Rowland Memorial Poker Run. It is Saturday, September 15th. It starts at Scully's Bar, which is out here in downtown Willoughby. It's on Vine Street across from the post office. Its donations are $10 per rider, or $5 per rider, $10 per hand. It goes to help pay,
better?
Yep, help pay the family's funeral funds for Eddie. He passed away. He was hit by a hit skip, run driver, whatever they want to call it nowadays.
Hit and run?
Hit and run out in Cleveland somewhere. So they have raffles and all kind of good stuff going on. There'll be a band. There'll be food at all our stops and the breakfast buffet. You can get your tickets at Scully's. You can also call Scully's for the information. And that's like the most important one I want to get out there. They're also, this weekend, in case people don't have plans for Saturday, Saturday, September 1st, it is the first annual Bike and Music Fest Wild Wheels at Classic Park, right here in Eastlake. That's where our baseball team, what the hell
the
are
captains.
They called? Thank you. The captains, like I know about sports. They have a ride-in bike show. They got a bunch of live music. They have Tribal Tongue, which has members of former Lynyrd Skynyrd, Molly Hatchet, Blackfoot, and Wasp.
Yeah, but Dominic said Molly Hatchet was dead, the whole band. So he was good. They were going to be rolling dead people in, I guess.
I don't know. Maybe it's one of them vampire things that come back to life. Who knows? There is Vicious Cycle, which is a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band. Gator Country, which I don't know a whole lot about them.
Ted Reiser.
Yeah, and they're playing down tonight at Wits End.
Like
they do every
there.
Wednesday night, and we never get there because we're always doing this.
Oh, but we have fun. Come on
Oh,
now.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. Tickets there are $15 at the gate, $10 in advance. They're going to have lots of food, lots of drink, lots of vendors, lots of bikes to look at, lots and lots of beer.
What about men?
Oh, yeah, lots and lots of hot men on bikes.
That's,
reason
that's
I'm
always
going.
A good thing, right?
That's the whole reason I'm going.
Right? You don't have to eat before you go.
That was not right. And this benefit goes to Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital in Circle of Friends.
Which is a big thing because they took care of Joe.
It is a very important thing for you people to get out there and support Rainbows. They really do save children's lives, families' lives.
My daughter had three liver transplants there. They told me she wasn't going to make it at age two, and she is nine today.
And if it wouldn't be from the generosity of people that do fundraisers like this, she would not be here. So
exactly.
Please, if you have nothing to do, or even if you just want to stop by for a little bit, please check it out. Make it a big deal. It's for a really, really great cause.
Right.
And you'll see me running around there because I know I'll be there no matter what. If I got to walk, my
She's
ass is going to be there.
She's going to ride her bicycle.
Yeah. I sure as hell am not taking my car with the orange tags.
Party place. Party over here. Party over there.
Party everywhere except for where I'm supposed to in my own home with no keys. But that doesn't even matter because you can be in a hotel and not have keys and still get a DUI.
I heard my daughter had to jump through your window to get the door open.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of because I gave two of your kids, well, one of my kids, one of your kids, to keys back to the house, and me and Chrissy were having a conversation, and got back there and went to leave to go to the pool to go doggy swimming with my puppy. That was not right. Anyway, and forgot the house key inside, and we had to send one of the kids through it to go get it.
I'm supposed to tell you to, well, you're okay now, to stay close to the mic, think of it as a crotch.
Then it would be, I'd be inhaling the mic.
Ew. You know what? Dominic's got that sound clip. Listen.
Ew. How many times did you say that in a show
lot.
With me?
Wait, here's your laugh.
That is not my laugh.
I think that's hilarious. Wait. That is the best laugh ever.
I want to stop.
What else is going on, Joe?
Okay, last one I got to bring up. It's Never Forget 9/11 Rally. It is Sunday, September 9th, 2007, at the Boulevard of Flags, which is out here in Eastlake.
September what?
September 9th.
No.
Sunday, September 9th, not
no.
the 11th. It's a benefit for 9/11.
Okay, because you said that it was earlier, you said it was on 9/11.
No, I said Never Forget 9/11 Rally.
Yeah, and then you said, well, why wouldn't they have it on 9/11?
Well, yeah, that was earlier today because that still makes no sense to me why they wouldn't actually do it on 9/11. But they
it's
probably
a work
make,
day.
Yeah, they probably make more money. Sunday to benefit. It supports our troops, firefighters, police, and their families, and despite my run-ins with the law, they still need our support, and they are very good people. Anyway, there's a pullout starts at 9 a.m. at Harley-Davidson and Avon, the one on West 145th in Lorain, Bedford Heights, and our local one here in Menor. They will all depart for Eastlake at 10:30 a.m. The first bike pulls out. It's $20, I do believe, at the door, and you get a raffle ticket for a 2007 Road King Custom, and again, all of that goes to support our troops, their families, firefighters, police, and their families, all who have been injured in this horrible thing that happened. So that is another thing to go through. And ceremony begins at 11:30 and concludes at 12:30. So go check that one out, too. And that's pretty much all I have to say about the bike runs that are coming up.
Cool. Here, you got a new job.
Yes, I do. I'm working at Deeker's Sidetrack, which is 8455 Station Street. It's in Menor. We just opened up Monday. Come check us out. It's an awesome restaurant. We have a restaurant up front that serves awesome food, steaks. You can get a 22-ounce prime rib Friday and Saturday for under $20. Can't beat it. We also have a bar in back, which serves our bar food, which keeps us up from the dining room. So if you want a nice quiet evening with the kids or whatnot, you do that up front. If you want to go back and have more fun, you go back there. We have the jukebox. Tonight, actually, we have a DJ there. We also have two volleyball courts, cornholes, pool table, and the pool table is super cool. It's outside, so you can smoke and drink at the same time. And they also have a bar outside at the patio, too. They just redid the whole thing. It's awesome. Come check it out. Like I said, it's 8455 Station Street. It's right off of 615. Cross over the bridge there. It's First Street on the left-hand side of Station Street. You'll see it. Just follow it through. It's right in the corner right next to the railroad tracks. Hence the reason, Deeker's Sidetracks. Come check me out. I'm there all the time. Or give them a call, 440-205-0797.
When you were talking about the meat, iHeart says, oh my God, that's a big piece of meat. Damn. You know, we've actually been being Have on this show tonight. We've done more news and information than anything tonight. I guess we're being Have because we're having company on.
Yeah, it's a respect thing.
Yeah.
I would hate him to have to come back and look at the show or have some of his friends look at the show and be like, dude, what are you doing?
Right, fuck shit and damn everything.
Rip mine apart and please come interview for us.
Right. Well, but he's different.
Yeah. We don't want to stab you. You're too, we like you, so you don't need to worry about us.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. All right, we're going to go to commercial and we'll come back. Freevil, they sent us a comment too. They said our show is wicked, that they like it.
Cool.
So we're going to play some of them and we'll get it moving. We'll be right back.
could get some chicky chicky. Maybe get a little finger sticky sticky. You my electrical lily bone flavor. I got to do you till the next song says ya. And can I get a little zip zip? Looky looky. Maybe just a little looky looky. Hey, what you say? It doesn't matter anyway. You won't do another cause you're getting with me. You got the power of the hoochie. I got the fever for the flavor of the coochie. And then I'm in shit. Hey, pay attention. Gonna take that booty to the nudie dimension. I got the green glow under my car. I got the boom boom. Cause you can hit real far. Oh, hey, hey, hey. Oh, pretty, pretty shy. Oh, oh, hey, hey. Oh, pretty, pretty fly. Oh, oh. What do I have to say to get you tiger? What do I have to say? Oh, 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 oh. Mm. Can I get a little yum yum, kitty kitty? Just a little something something, itty bitty. Do you wanna get triple X groovy? Give me some of that kind of movie. And then I spin you like a racket. Wicky wicky. Let me get your butt naked. Licky licky. Here we go. Yo, here's the scenario. Gonna strip you down like a car in the barrio. You got the power. I'm your loving of an airtime player. Call me the super sexy boogeyman slayer.
Previously on the He-Man Hater Show.
See if I can get a new pair of boots and see if we can get Mushroom Friend put them on.
Okay, you can be Mushroom Tattooed because if anybody puts their dick on my foot, they're going to have major issues because it has to go down past my mouth and I'll bite the fucker off.
Yep.
So we're going to... And then Dominic...
I would like to see that.
Ew. All right, we're back. Always some good shit to listen to on this show.
Yeah. He wouldn't need to wear my boots. Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay. He wouldn't need to wear my boots because he was buck-ass naked that night.
That's just wrong. Little fat guy with his wiener hanging out. That's just wrong.
He's not fat. He's cute.
He looks like a little bowling ball with the orange streak down
his head.
Well,
which bowling ball are you talking about?
Wank.
Yeah, da, 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 da.
Yeah, you got me. You got me on that one. Damn.
Walk right into it.
Damn. Yeah, well, I don't look at either or.
I didn't have a choice. It was smacked up against my forehead, remember?
That's fucked up, dude. That is
so I didn't get
up.
A good look at it either, but damn it, I wanted to, so I should have Friday and wasn't there.
Well,
we're definitely going to have to check them out next time they play, because apparently they just are wild people.
I know, we miss everything. Every time we don't go see Rip, then, you know,
something
we
happens.
Miss something wild on that fucking
I think
show.
They do it on purpose just to make us feel stupid because we didn't go.
Right.
And then when we get there, they're going to be like, oh, they're here. Now what are we going to do? Damn it.
I know, that's the nights they're good. What the hell is that about?
Oh, well, they're good every time we listen to them, but, I mean, the extreme funny stuff.
I know.
Totally mess.
I wish I could say I had a good, interesting weekend, but I really, you know, other than busting my ass for Dom's party, I didn't really do a whole lot of anything.
I had an interesting weekend nonetheless. I mean, I got duct taped up in your backyard by the kids and still could drink.
Yeah, I'm going to put these pictures up. She looks like a little handicapped. Isn't that,
yeah.
Isn't that how you would say it? Politically correct. Or in our terms, she looked like a little retard with short arms.
wait. Look,
she still managed.
Still do it.
Yeah, she still managed to get that fucking drink in her mouth, though, damn it. Dom, what are you doing?
Where there's a will, there's a way. You know that you are a professional drunk when you can have your hands duct taped together and your arms duct taped to the side of your body and still drink.
That's not good. Oh, so Dominic's telling me now that he thinks Maggie has chicken pox. Ain't that fucking great? She told me she was broke out, but it didn't look like chicken pox to me. But, you know, whatever.
Does this mean that good old daddy's going to have to miss how much worth of work?
Yeah, right. But whatever.
They're not going to let Noah go to school.
Oh, you're talking about Noah.
Yeah. Well, he sucks to be him.
Yeah, I guess so.
No offense. I hope Maggie has the chicken pox only because then I want Noah to have them because... Tom screwed, dude.
Maybe wifey poo will go and sit home.
Wifey poo makes way too much money.
Damn.
She wears the pants in that family and everything else for that matter.
Why am I? Okay.
Technical difficulty.
No, I just I guess I'm not talking right into the mic. Sorry. That or he just wants to see it closer to my mouth.
Oof.
You ass. Chris wants to see your boobs. He ain't seeing mine.
Hell no.
If I had a bra on, I would, but sorry, I ain't got no bra on.
I got a bra on. I still ain't doing it. There's kids running around here, dude.
I'm quote-unquote free titting.
Wait, here's some titties for you.
Go on. Up. Eek. Wait, let's do that again, Dom. I got to make sure it's up on Ustream. I only see your belly.
Ew. There, now you saw some titties. Happy?
Oh, not mine. Oh, fuck the snake, huh?
Ew, you want to fuck the snake? Get off our show, dude. Ew.
Well, no, maybe we still have not gotten the answer to our fucking question about...
Do gay men still give head after they get married?
Well... Wait, you're married. You're not gay, but I mean, for married people, does it
Yeah,
stop?
I give head to everybody else but my husband.
Ew! Oh, my God. Y'all didn't... Oh, my... That did, you know what? That didn't make you sound real good at all.
Well, I'm not with my husband anymore, so hello.
There's a previous clip for UNN. Oh, man.
They just need to loop it with the other one about, do I suck dick? Do I not suck dick?
Damn, that is so fucked up. Sorry, we're all lighting cigarettes over here.
Gotta have nicotine.
Yeah.
Since you're trying to pull my caffeine drinks off the market.
Well, that's because
fuckers.
They don't look like caffeine drinks. They're got liquor in them. The ones you drink.
Well, they're trying to pull them all off. There's another article in the newspaper with... some kid wrote in about, I'm really glad they're looking at these things now because they're dangerous because I drank one and stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, dumbass, you read the bottle. It has a warning label. There's a lot of caffeine in it.
Well, maybe
you
that's
drank
why
it to stay awake, so apparently it worked. But anyway, let me go back to, the days of Mountain Dew.
Well, yeah.
Now they have the new Pepsi out there that has the same amount of caffeine in the Pepsi as the energy drink, so why don't you go after Pepsi?
They have caffeine pills you can buy right over the fucking counter, so what's the difference?
Oh, I like them little caffeine strips.
the Enrage energy strips?
I haven't had them in a while.
Oh,
Those are the bomb, man.
You know what? In
four or five of them at a time, I'm like,
you idiot.
I don't need alcohol. I'm already flying.
Well, since you give head to everybody, then you can do our little theory thing where you put the energy
strip. Oh,
strips.
The lick and strip?
Yeah.
Or lip and, I mean, strip. Wait, no, let me rephrase that. Strip, lick, and stick?
Yeah, there you go. So you're going to have to test that out for us and let us know.
I need speech therapy.
Yeah. Well, today anyway. You must have been drinking too many of your energy drinks.
No, I think I wasn't drinking enough. That's my whole problem.
Well, 3 days. I mean, come on.
No sleep, worked all day, stood on my feet for no reason. Come visit us at the bar. We're dead. Please, we need business. It is a lot of fun, though, because I get to sit outside all day and get paid and play pool and cornhole and, you know.
Cornhole?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Butthole, too?
It's called cornhole. Well, it's called cornhole, and it's not. It's really bad for the reason why it's called cornhole.
Bean bags.
But that's not what cornhole means.
Okay, well, explain.
It basically, the concept of throwing the beanbag into the hole, it's corn, you know, kind of like corn on the cob in
right.
a hole. That's why they call it cornhole.
Well, yeah, the beanbags are corn. Yeah, I
but
get
it's
that.
But it's also supposed to be in reference to a term years ago.
Which is? I mean, what would it mean? I mean, where
a cornhole is somebody's pussy.
Ew. If somebody called mine a cornhole, I'd be pissed. Ew.
I can't believe you've never heard that terminology before.
That's, no, I never heard that ever in my life. Maybe I'm just too sheltered. So
I highly doubt that.
Oh, are we ready?
Uh-oh.
All right, we're going live with Chris Caffrey.
Okay, we got here on the phone, we have Chris Caffrey. And Chris, you there?
I am here.
Hi, Chris.
It worked.
How's everybody doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually watching. Wait a second. Oh shit! It's a freaking home run. Roger Clemens just gave up a homer. I'm watching the Yankees play Boston. It was 3-0. Now it's 3-1. So I am good. They're still winning, but there goes Clemens' no hitter.
Well, I want to say thanks for coming on our show. You're actually our first interview, and we're excited to have you on.
Very
well,
excited.
That's good. And right now. Boston's pissing me off, but that's all right.
Speaking of...
Ortiz. Actually, David Ortiz pisses me off.
You just totally walked into a question. Thank you. Great setup.
We heard that you didn't like the song Pisses Me Off. And
now, where are you guys? Where are you exactly?
We're in Mentor, Ohio.
Yeah. Okay. Very fond of that state.
Yeah, we're Indians fans. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't watch a whole lot of baseball myself.
I don't watch it, but if I said anything else, I'd be shot when I went back to work.
Oh, I thought we lost you for a minute there, Chris.
Wait, you know what? I might have to venture outside here. I'm gonna hold on a second. Let me tell my esteemed Spanish bartender I need to wander outside because I'm gonna stand outside because I can't hear. I got like the Yankee game and the Spanish music. I'm trying to hear you guys in the background.
Oh.
It's, yeah, confusion everywhere. But it's all right, though. Okay, now I'm outside in the parking lot of the Spanish place.
Oh, jeez. Sorry.
All right, so where were we?
The song pisses me off. Why do you hate that song?
Why did I write it?
No, why do you hate it? Well, yeah, why did you write it, too? But we heard you didn't like it.
Which one? My own song?
Yeah, pisses me off.
No, I didn't say I didn't like. Everything pisses me off. Not necessarily my song, but no, I was just saying the Boston pissed me off because I'm watching this freaking baseball series. But
well, we have to say we really love that song. Pisses me off. It totally describes.
You know, it's the good thing. The good thing about it is I think everybody has something that pisses them off. And I had the first time I released it, I had a contest for people to write their own, and I was amazed at just. You know, how unimaginative people were when they sent in their entries. It was very difficult to find a winner. I don't think there was enough married people in the contest, but, I mean, I guess that's how things go. Their wives probably wouldn't give them the time to even enter the contest, so...
All he has to do is hear half the stories of me and Mark and get two of us in the same room, and he could write a book, man.
You know, and I think I could write a different pisses me off every... second of the day. Today, I woke up and my friend is an auto mechanic, and I let him work on my vehicle. And, you know, I'm, like, at the verge of wanting to buy something new, but I like what I have. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll just bring it back to him. And I've had this freaking bearing problem or something that him and his dad have had, you know, 90 million years of experience in trying to fix. So not only did they get me up at fucking 9 o'clock in the morning to go to the place, but my friend had a doctor's appointment, forgot about, so I'm wandering around the mall waiting to get to the place. I get there, and I think I finally left at 6 o'clock before they finished fucking fixing this thing that they supposedly fixed the last time. So,
and it's still falling apart?
I think I'm just going to get it's Wayne's Auto in Middletown, New York. I'm just going to get a freaking Wayne's Auto t-shirt and punch into the clock there and start sweeping or washing cars.
Do what we do. Just set the shit on fire in your backyard.
I love my freaking Jeep. I don't want to get rid of it, but there's this brand new ones out that I want to get. It's only a few years old, but the freaking thing is just, you know, I take it to them because they're a family business and I want to give them the business, but this fucking Jeep, I don't know what kind of drugs they were smoking when they made these bearing things, but they just don't work on any Jeeps, and I'm hoping the new ones are better, but now my Jeep runs silent, and the only thing I hear when I'm driving is my tinnitus, so that's good.
So I read a little bit on your website today. I mean, like I said, we listened to your song Pisses Me Off, and we knew that you were in TSO and Sabotage. The question I had for you is, it says there on your biography that you played with a bunch of big bands, national bands, that you opened up for them while you were still in high school. And I was kind of curious about, being that age, how did you feel getting, you know, to have that experience to open up for such big bands?
You know, it was weird. When I was really little, I always kind of knew what it was that I wanted to do. So when I went and did those shows, it was one of these things where you're in a place where you thought that you should be, but it was also very overwhelming at the same time.
Right.
And it was fun. My band did very well. We were pretty good for our age, and our sound was really current, and we went over really well. It was fun. I think my clothes were probably a bit fucking goofy, but, you know, that was in the 80s, so...
Yeah.
I think everybody dressed strange then.
I was very impressed when I was reading how many bands that you were in and out of and back to, and how many friends that you were, you know, made on the, you know, playing out and things like that. I worked for a local band, Cardona, for a while, so I got to learn some of the music industry and made a lot of friends myself, but... You know, I have this question for you. When you go out touring, when you're out on the road, is it really what they say it is, the drug, sex, rock and roll, all that good stuff?
You know what, it kind of really depends on the tour and who you're with. And, I mean, back in the old Sabotage tours, it was everything and more. I mean, there was months that went by that I don't remember. You know, it's like you remember little pieces here and there. We would get up and go. Our way to get rid of our hangovers would just be go straight to the bar. I mean, if we had a radio interview at 3 p.m, we'd stop and buy 2 bottles of brandy and head to the radio station. I mean, it was like that back then. I mean, I think if you did that now, you'd die. I mean, I don't see it. I mean, I think it's changed. I think it's a different type of business. I still think it's kind of like the younger you are, the more fucked up you are, and some of the older people that still carry it with them, you could tell they're that way if you look at them. It's
right.
Like I can't go on stage and do that kind of thing. It's like for many different reasons. It's like, number one, I mean, it obviously health reasons. I've had a bunch of people I work with, even recently, that have died from doing just that. And, you know, you don't want to have that happen to your friends or your family. And then number two, it's like, I know there's been very famous rock and roll musicians lately that I've seen YouTube videos of where they're stumbling around stage and, you know, they're in their, you know, mid-40s, late-30s, 50s, whatever,
right,
drunk, and they can't even play a song. And it's just, it isn't that cool. I mean, it may have been cute for, like, a little while if the guys are in their early 20s and they're on their first multi-platinum tour and the singer gets all fucked up and misses a show, but I think like the, you know, the 50-year-old guitar player or the 45-year-old singer guitar player who can't even stand, and there's 50,000 people watching him. It's like, at that point in time, it's kind of like, you know, dude, just freaking, you're supposed to be kind of blowing away the younger generation and making an, you know, you're in a lot of these people's eyes a legend. You should be standing up there and being that way, not being a drunk piece of shit. But you know,
right?
Yeah. As we get older,
like,
we expect them to.
This is weird. It is whatever you want it to be. Everything you want, if you're on a certain level, is there at all times. There's as much of anything. You can find girls. You can find drugs. You can find alcohol. You can find anything you want. Usually 24 hours a day, if you're looking for it. But I mean, a lot of the situations that I'm in and that I'm working with now, it's like they're people with lives and families, and they don't want to lose them. So it's fortunate, and it's actually kind of cool, you know, when you get a band together that really goes on stage and plays very tight and really wants to kick ass when you go up there. I mean, we step on stage with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and the band is extremely tight, and it's a cool feeling to have that. I mean, everybody, you know, they have their days off and they have their fun, but I mean, it's just like, you know, the Christmas band and up there, and you're not saying we're a Christmas band, but we're up there doing that holiday show, and if everybody was up there in tuxedos all fucked up trying to play music for people that are bringing their families, it just wouldn't be the same kind of effect. So
right.
I think, you know, everything has its time and place, and I think that people are feeling the crunch of the economy and everything like that, and I just don't think it's fair to the fans to have them pay to see you fucked up. I mean, I'd rather go out and buy everybody drinks and have them watch me get fucked up in a bar than on stage.
Right.
Yeah, then you lose sight of what you're really there for.
I haven't had the privilege to come and see TSO yet, but I do own the CD, of course, because Christmas Eve in Sarajevo is one of my favoriteest Christmas songs. My kids love it also. I have a 13-year-old that's learning how to play guitar, so that's pretty interesting.
Give her credit. My daughter would just smash him.
This next tour is, this is actually the first TSO tour where I don't get home for Christmas. I think I'm in Detroit on Christmas, which is very spirited, kind of a holiday place, I guess. And, where are we? Oh, we're in Cleveland. We're in Cleveland on New Year's Eve, so we're...
Yeah, I want to get tickets to come see
you. The very first time that, I call it the Pac-Man effect. TSO, it's like Pac-Manning away the holidays from it. Originally, we just started with a few weeks of December, and then, we went and it Pac-Manned away Thanksgiving, and then last year we left a little early and it Pac-Manned away Halloween, and now this tour, it's like we're away from home for Christmas and New Year's. So
yeah.
When the Christmas tour is still going on in April, then I can worry about Easter, but I don't think it's going to happen. So.
Right. Well, you guys have definitely made a big impression with that. I mean, I've never listened to orchestra before that or anything.
Did I lose you?
No, we're here.
Did we lose you?
Oh, I think we did. Chris?
Uh-oh, I think we lost him.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, he's back.
All right, I thought I lost you. I was trying to hear you, and I was wondering, I heard nothing.
Oh.
You're back. Just stand there. Don't move.
So, Joe, do you have anything you'd like to ask?
Yeah, because your connection got really strange for a second.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
Nothing really that I need to ask, other than, I mean, his music is awesome. It's actually stuff that my dad actually listened to, as I heard the horrible lecture growing up that, you know, heavy metal and rock and roll is Satan's music, and took all my CDs and I wasn't allowed to have them and this and that because my dad had a polka band, God help me, until I got a hold of one of your CDs and made my dad listen to it. And my dad did not believe me of who it was until I played some of your other music, and my dad's like, oh, that ain't funny. And now he drives around on Christmas, it's in his car. It's the first thing he plays Thanksgiving when we're on our way back from our family, so it's kind of funny now.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because sometimes I think, you know, if I was to do solo CDs that were to target that audience, I mean, it would be much easier to sell them, but it really wouldn't be true to what I'm feeling right now musically. I mean, I was brought up on metal music, and it's what I still have in me, so it's like I want to do that music right now. It's like,
but it targets every area.
I got plenty of time to sit around with an acoustic guitar and sing about, you know, different different things that are going to relate to people that are really into that the mellower kind of thing. But right now, I mean, it's like I said, I still have that spirit of that little kid that was opening up for Metallica and Twisted Sister. I mean, it's like until I drain my veins of that kind of music, I mean, it's like I'm still going to keep writing and playing that. It's what I like to perform, and you know, it's like I said, the other music's there. It's in me. It's going to come out one day. It's just not right now.
Right. Well, you have to stay true to yourself, because once you give that up, you've lost everything. I've watched a lot of bands do that. Try to switch their music, and it just doesn't work that way.
Yep.
Just out of curiosity, do you have a family at home that you end up missing on Christmas when you're touring with TSO?
Yeah, I mean, I've got my family, and they understand. I mean, it's difficult. It's difficult for us. I mean, that we're out playing. But I think there's the feelings in the family. They know that I'm, you know, I'm fortunate and enough to be out and doing what I'm doing, and that you know, hopefully I can get as many of them around me as possible. You know, they can fly in or whatever. But
right.
I mean, I think if I was sitting home at Christmas and I wasn't doing what I love to do, and it was a bad year, and you know, I wasn't playing music, and I think that, you know, just being able to be home at Christmas time, I think there's something that everybody in my family is going to, you know, be able to enjoy, just knowing that I'm doing what I love. The only thing that really kind of worries me about it, I know it's just a bad thing. It's like I'm getting to that age where I turn around and I talk to a lot of my friends, and all of a sudden one day it's like, well, how are you doing when my father passed away, or how are you doing when my mother passed? And it's like, you know, God forbid anything like that would happen, because I would hate to be away from home and then be like, God, that could have been, you know, this Christmas where you would have seen this person and that person. So it's a,
right.
I mean, it is a difficult thing, because your family is very special, and you know, TSO, though, I mean, we play at a different time of the year. We bring a lot of families together. I mean, there's a lot of people that come up to me in the autograph lines or write me emails saying, you know, I haven't spoken to my father in 15 years, and you know, my friends bought us these tickets, and we went to this show, and we sat down, and it brought my family together. So I mean, it's like I think that, you know, as difficult as it may be for us to be away from our families sometime, I think we're bringing a lot of people together with that music at the same time. So it's got its very good sides, and you know, that hopefully, like I said, the bad sides don't happen, and you get home in the middle of January, and you see your family, and you know, you put up a tree and just a different kind of a calendar.
Right. It must be pretty exciting to know that, you know, you guys help bring, you know, families together, especially around that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird. The only thing that's weird for me is, like, I'm a complete Christmas freak, and I would, you know, I would start decorating as soon as I could, and I've got boxes and boxes full of Hallmark ornaments things at home that sit there every year, and you know, I kind of make our tour bus kind of looks like Snoopy's doghouse by the time the tour is over. So it's definitely it's you know, it's a weird, it's a different kind of thing. You experience the holiday a different way. I mean, I definitely have learned a lot about family that I didn't know from being on this tour, as weird as it may sound. It's like you've heard and seen a lot of stories that really get you. I mean, you get a lot of military people,
right,
that have their families thousands of miles away, that, you know, are under machine gun fire, and you know, they're asking them to go to the concert and call them the next day and let them know how it was, and can you, you know, say hi to an empty seat from the stage for some sergeant who got called over into Iraq. And it's like, you turn around and you feel kind of lucky to be in the position you're in. You feel like you have a little bit of a responsibility that time of year to really make people feel good. And I think TSO, we definitely, I don't know, I think it's a little bit more than the music with that band, and that's evident in how the band does every year with the attendance. I think people really have been bonding with us.
Right. All right, Chris. Well, we want to thank you for coming on He-Man Haters tonight. It was really good talking to you. I have a favor to ask for you. Would you mind doing a promo ID for He-Man Haters?
Can I what?
Do a promo ID.
Yeah, sure. What do you want me to say?
You could say just like, this is Chris Cafferty and you're listening to He-Man Haters.
I lost you guys again.
Oh, can you hear us now?
Yeah, there's something that keeps cutting out.
Oh.
So go again.
Can you just say, this is Chris Cafferty and you're listening to He-Man Haters?
Okay, and can you say what exactly, spell out what I'm supposed to say? This is all of a sudden the connection has gotten god-awful on, so.
Just on the promo ID, just say your name and say that you're listening to He-Man Haters. Because
okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to take that clip, if you don't mind, and put it in our intro.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Alright, you know what it might be easier for me to do? Let me do the ID thing, this way I know, let me do that, I'll get on with Dominic, I'll just do that at home, and I'll just send you guys over a quick email thing of that tomorrow. That'll be the easiest for me to do.
Okay,
this
that's
way I
fine.
Can do a couple
great,
of them,
thank
make
you.
Sure it's right, because my phone is awful right now, you're cutting in and out.
Okay.
And I don't want your ID to be bad.
Okay.
I don't even know, because right now I can barely hear you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, then we'll let you get back, and thank you again
Hello?
For coming on the show.
Get back to your game. I hope the
Hello?
Better team wins.
Hello? Chris? Oh, we lost you
Hello?
Again? Hello?
Yeah, I'm almost have lost you guys completely.
Well, that's okay. We're going to let you go so you can get back to your game.
Yeah, right now I could barely hear even a voice.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll let you go, and thank you for coming on our show.
Yeah,
thank
you
very
got,
much.
Like your volume level went down like 900 million decibels. So just have Dominic email me what I need to say, and then I'll just do it, and I'll email over to you because I can't even hear you guys at all now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
All right.
Have fun.
Bye bye.
All right now you just snap back in super loud.
Sorry.
I don't know what's going on your end, but it got really weird for me for a second. It sounded like you guys were all talking from a different room.
Oh. Okay, all well,
right.
We won't hold
yeah,
you no
so just
longer.
Just do that. Just have him email me and I'll drop it right in my Pro Tools and I'll bounce it down and send it right to you guys in an email.
Okay. Thanks so much, Chris.
All right, thank you. You guys have a good night.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye bye. All right, there you have it, Chris Cafferty. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was scared as hell.
I didn't have to say anything. You had it all covered.
Well, I know, but I told you to think of a question to ask. I mean, you're supposed to be part of the show. What the hell? I'm kick your ass. I have everything sitting right here.
You had it all covered. You were
for
fine.
For anybody that was listening to the show, you can go to chriscafferty.com, or you can go to cc.com and buy his new CD, Pins and Needles. It has the song Pisses Me Off on it.
Our favorite song.
You go to his website, you can find all his touring dates for TSO, which is Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They're actually going to be here like 4 days after my birthday. And, you know, I have not had the privilege to go see them yet.
I want to see them.
But I mean, I would never go see any other orchestra. But I really, really want to see these guys.
You get pins and needles just thinking about it.
Dork. All right, we're going to go to commercial and you'll be back.
240,000 people go to hell every day. That's 158 people a minute. You can line up all the people who went to hell in the last 10 years. You can have them all hold hands if they haven't been chewed off by a demon.
been drinking from your very first smile. Never took the time to make an old woman smile. Spent your time chasing pussy around and drinking all the booze around all down. Well, Mr. Guy, what you say is fact, but if I could, I'd like to counteract. I sure I was a horny drunk every day, but the good Lord Almighty, you made me that way.
Thank you. faces. Don't look behind the couch. Don't look under the bed. He's right here. He's One-Eyed Bride. It's the Dominion live in Chicago.
And there's a janitor, a school janitor in New Jersey, suing the school and the Board of Education because he got food.
Wow, that was really screwed up. Let's try that again.
And there's a janitor, a school janitor in New Jersey, suing the school and the Board of Education because he got food poisoning
anyway.
From the pizza at the cafeteria.
Let me guess. Somebody jizzed in it and shit?
No, actual food poisoning.
Did you hear about that one kid that took the salad dressing at the school cafeteria and he jizzed in it and shit and then someone used it?
So what's new? You didn't tell me you never did that when you were in school?
No, I never did that.
I did that all the time.
Neither did I.
The guy went into a broom closet and shit and then he just jacked off and did his little duty in it and shit and took it back there out there on the fucking table and laid it down and... Somebody picked it up and they used the shit.
Did you ever work at a pizza place and jacked off into pizza sauce?
No, don't say that, man.
Did you ever do that?
Dude, I just had pizza tonight. I don't want to fucking hear that shit.
Did you ever do that?
And you motherfucker, I'm going to kick your fucking ass, dude. Dom sends me these goddamn... It sends me this email, dude. I had Chinese food the night before. I don't know if he's psychic or something, man. I don't know what the fuck it is. He sends me this email, and this fucking email has rats in it, right? And it's showing the process on how the rats are getting, like, skinned alive and burned their hair off and all this shit at the bottom. And then you go all the way to the bottom of the fucking email, and it's got this picture of this rats that are all deep fried and ready to go, and it's Chinese food. And at the bottom it says, don't trust the Asian fucking whatever, you know, restaurants and shit.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Dom, what did you have for food today? What did you eat for lunch?
I didn't have Chinese food. I had Mongolian barbecue.
He ate rat today.
It might have been.
Man,
it wouldn't be the first time.
I guess it's
good.
Better than dog,
it
right?
Be the first time you ate a rat.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's not bad.
And
I had dog in the Philippines.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was it taste like? Chicken?
No, it tastes like dog. It was.
What do you know? What dog tastes like?
Well, when you taste enough
yeah.
dogs.
What other food did it taste like besides dog? I mean, you never had dog before until that day.
Okay, say you
many
make
a dog before in that day.
You got the meat and you don't tenderize it enough, and it's kind of tough.
Right.
That's what dog tastes like.
So it's like deer.
Yeah. Maybe, but a little tenderer than that.
Salty?
No.
Because deer are salty.
Yeah, this isn't salty.
It depends which part of the dog you're eating, Dom.
Leave it to Gayarella. Damn. And let me just... Yeah, I know. That was a good one for Gayarella, right?
I don't even know what to say. I got like 20 things running through my head right now, and I can't catch them all to spit one out.
Well, you know, Mark said he never ate dog, but I can think of a few dogs he ate before.
Hey, well, I wasn't one of them, okay?
I didn't say that, but I'm just saying I can think of a few.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can, too, and I still married his ass.
Well, you know, everybody has their skeletons in the closet. I try to keep mine there, motherfuckers. If I could seal it off and kill them all, I would, but... I'd go to jail. It would be my luck.
That's what an old septic tank in your backyard's for. That's where you bury them.
Well, you didn't have a septic. Oh, well, yeah you
I did.
But you know what? We did, too.
I just filled it in.
We drilled to ours in order to put the damn fence up. You know, I think this show is kind of weird for me.
Because it was already filled. That's why you had to drill through it. Mine was empty. I just filled mine up and then sealed it.
Right. You know, I think the show's been kind of weird, for me anyways, because we're not usually hating like we usually do. I wanted to keep it kind of clean since we were having a guest on. Dominic said we should just keep, you know, shit, damn, fucking everybody. But you know what? You want him to be able to come on the show and say, okay, you know, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, and especially when he brings up the part about, you know, parents and the holiday. And
yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting over here weepy and teary-eyed like, damn it.
I was so nervous. I was waiting for you to step in.
I didn't have to.
I don't know. I think I could have done better. But I prepared as well as I could. You know what I'm saying? I did have pretty good information. I didn't ask him his age. I wanted to. It said on his site, 51 years, I've been dreaming of being in this spot. And now I'm there, so I'm assuming he's 51.
Yeah, well...
But he doesn't look it.
We knew where that would go with the age thing, so we just left that card alone.
Yeah, but he does not look 51.
Well, neither does my other DDD, and he's a lot older than that.
Well, because he looks 62.
Who?
Rich.
Rich does not look 62.
To shit, he doesn't.
No, he don't.
Better take a good look at him again. He's getting wrinkly.
Okay, well, when I was with him, he wasn't wrinkly. Shut up. Just shut up.
Yes, he was. She's lying. All right, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to close off. How about you?
I'm tired.
All right, this is Kelly.
This is Joanne.
We out of here. Peace.
Little pussy don't like him. Freedom of speech.
Hey, this is Kelly and Joanne, and you are listening to He-Man Haters.
Laws on sex. 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 Sex.
Also, we have the burn book. We ain't fucking that bitch in my house. You better go around the corner to the cemetery and skull fuck her.
Fuck.
No, do gay men stop giving oral sex after they get married, too?